So this is, sorry, just to give the record, so you're Margaret Abel,
yes,
and the Edinburgh Contribution Day, and you're, yes, talking about your father,
yes,
who was...
Peter Gordon.
Peter Gordon, okay.
Gertrude. Right. And I've given you the story about him going out the first time when he met his uncle at Gretna.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he wasn't involved in Carstairs, I should say. He wasn't involved in the Gretna disaster.
No. But he was near to it, the train after.
Well, it was first train.
Mm-hmm.
The next train was involved.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. So he was very lucky. So then he went out to the Dardanelles.
Yes.
And he was wounded there, wasn't,
yes,
he?
Yes, and he came back.
Mm-hmm.
And he was walking down this walk when a girl handed him a white feather, which meant, you're a coward, you see. Mm-hmm. So he was so embarrassed, he went straight into the Dalmeny Street to the headquarters of the Royal Scots,
mm-hmm,
and joined up again. This time, he was sent out to France.
Mm-hmm.
And he was involved in the Battle of Arras, and he lost an eye there. A hand grenade exploded in front of him, and he got it. But he was lucky. His face wasn't damaged.
Mm.
The shrapnel had gone in behind the eye, and it had to damage it and be taken out. So,
so then he did come home, and
he came home. That was him finished with the army then.
Yeah.
He went on to guard duty at Edinburgh Castle. Dead keen, you see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did he told you about his experiences in the war then? He was willing to talk about it.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, he's long dead now, but he finished the war at Edinburgh Castle.
Mm-hmm.
The word came through that the war had finished, and, you know, he got home.
Good.
So he arrived. Was in the 7th, that was the Leith Battalion of the Royal Scots.
Mm-hmm. Right.